My name is Tyhese Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to cover 8 questions that you can ask when you are considering getting back together with somebody. And these are specifically questions not to ask yourself. I can do a video on that as well. If you want, let me know in the comments below. But these are specifically questions to ask the other person. And keep in mind, as I share these questions, these are not just for the other person. These are for this person to ask you. This has to be like a two-way communication as you dive into these questions. And these are almost like non-negotiable conversations you should be having if you are considering rekindling a relationship overall, because there's work that goes into it. Like if you're going to go into something that wasn't working without proper questions, proper communication, proper strategies, it's like you're going back into the same dynamic. You're going to have the same output. So you have to make sure that you're addressing these key topics, these key points, strategizing for solutions, and then taking necessary action steps and having some kind of accountability system in place to uphold and make sure you're checked in and tuned in to the other person as you go through healing this dynamic so that you can be in a position where you feel good and you can see the needle moving in the relationship. So before I dive into this, we are doing a 7-day free trial again because we had so many people literally reaching out asking about it, or so many people. We had like a huge portion of people who started the 7-day free trial and are now like diehard members of the school and super happy with it. And we just had such good results and like so many great pieces of feedback from so many individuals. So we were like, okay, we're going to put this back up. We're just going to do it for as sort of like a summer thing and just sort of extending it to people now. So you can check it out. It is limited time. But the link is in the description box below. The 7-day free trial gives you access to all the 45 plus courses. It's for the full membership. And it gives you access as well to the 4 live webinars I do with all of our students every single week over Zoom. And then also different social events, community events, morning and evening routines, all kinds of different things in there. So check it out. First question, what do you think wasn't working? And what do you want to see happen instead? So, you know, first point is like, you have to reflect on what wasn't working well in the relationship dynamic. And you can start by having this conversation too, in a way that's like approaching it from a place where you're kind of like saying, hey, I come in peace in advance. So the way I would even recommend starting out this conversation would be to sit down, say, hey, you know, I know we're both sort of like seeing each other again and things have kicked off again. And obviously there's feelings still there. I want to give this a try, but I think that in order for us to like rationally and logically give it a try, there's a few things we have to address. And I'm not addressing these things to create any kind of conflict. I'm addressing these things because I value the relationship dynamic. I want what we're putting our time into to work. And so I think it's important we have this point of reflection on the relationship and we have an honest conversation that we work as a team to overcome. And so that this is where I'd say there's some questions that have been on my mind and here are a few of them, and let's talk about it and let's work through any issues that we didn't in the past as a team now so we can kickstart things on the right foot. Like that's how I'd really be approaching it, something like that. So number one, what do you think wasn't working and what do you want to see taking place instead? How can we work towards this? Number two, as a team. So you're really like stating again and emphasizing, we're working on this together. This is an us thing. It's not like a me versus you thing. Number three, what needs was I not recognizing of yours in the relationship? And how would you like me to specifically meet them? And I say specifically because somebody might say, I didn't feel loved. And you might be like, okay, then I'll give you lots of like affection. And they really wanted like words of affirmation. They wanted you to say, I love you. I think you're amazing. So you have to get really specific there because that's a big point of miscommunication that takes place in relationships. Now, as I mentioned, this is a two-way conversation. This is then for you to turn around and say, these are some of the needs I wasn't getting met and here's how you can specifically meet them. Okay. This is a two-way street. Question number four, what boundaries did I not understand? And can you explain these to me and why they matter to you? Oftentimes people can take boundaries personally with a romantic partner or a loved one. If you are already boundaryless yourself or struggling with setting your own boundaries, and B, if somebody's not transparent, it's really easy to personalize. So for example, I was speaking to somebody recently and they said, that when their partner goes missing for a few hours over text throughout the day, it's really triggering to them. And it's like, there are certain things where it's something you have to work on in the relationship. There are certain things where it's something that the other person has to work on. There are certain things where you have to work on them. And I think if we feel really distressed when somebody doesn't answer us over text for like 3 or 4 hours, it's usually like that person's work to be doing. But it can be really helpful if we can't understand that, because for maybe the person that's having that experience, they're feeling like, you know, oh my goodness, this is triggering for me. This is stressful for me. I'm afraid of being abandoned, or the pattern's changing, or we're talking less. And, you know, from the other person's perspective, it might be like, it's important to me to be present in my own life. And maybe I've got a busy work schedule and a lot of things in front of me throughout the day that I have to be able to tend to. And sometimes I can't have my phone with me, or trying to do my work well and check my phone every, you know, 15 minutes can also be really stressful. So sometimes when somebody hears from their loved one the why, and they have that transparency and things are over-explained, it can be really calming. And then it can also be something that that person can proceed to work on in the relationship to self, so they feel like they have their own autonomy and independence. So when that happens, it can be very useful. If we were triggered by boundary violations or anything like that, it's an important two-way conversation to say, hey, these are the boundaries you weren't seeing for me. And here's why these boundaries matter to me personally and vulnerably and honestly. And that tends to actually help the other person take the boundary much less personally. Number 5, what do you need from me as we embark on this process to know that I'm showing up? So like, what are the actual like accountability pieces you need to see? Do you need to see more vulnerability in our conversations once a week? Do you need to see me, you know, calling back and following through when I say I'm going to? Do you need to see me complimenting you more? Like, what do you need to see to know that I'm showing up? Like, what are those tangibles? Number 6, what weekly check-in can we do that we both agree to and feel good about? So I often have advised clients in the past, like, do a weekly check-in and once a week say, hey, are your needs met this week? How are you feeling this week? Is there anything that's not met? Was I respecting your boundaries this week? Did it make you feel seen this week? And have a conversation that like has that system in place so that it makes both parties accountable and honest and checked in and tuned in or attuned to one another. Number 7, how can I make you feel more loved or more supported? And, you know, these are often things that people are really seeking from relationships. And when we just have an honest conversation about what that looks like, it can be very, very helpful. And number 8, which sort of piggybacks on number 7 to go a step further, is what are your love languages and how can we create specific strategies to meet each other's more often? And for those of you that don't know, I have other videos on this channel about love languages. The top one, there's 5, they are quality time, words of affirmation, physical touch, acts of service, and gifts. They're all pretty self-explanatory. Acts of service can be a little bit confusing. It's basically this idea where it's like you do things that are acts for somebody else. So cook them dinner, take them to the airport, bring them coffee in bed, you know, help them with a project that they have to work on, like those sorts of things. So those are 8 really important questions, things to sort of check off. And that allows you to leave no stone unturned when you dive into a new relationship dynamic with somebody from the past. You have a fresh start and you're building a healthy new foundation. Hopefully this makes a whole lot of sense. There's a lot more information inside the school on a lot of this stuff, like how the securely attached shows up in the 6 stages of a relationship, 12 key pillars to a securely attached relationship, how to heal from a breakup, how to repair a new relationship, all those courses inside PDS. Again, you can check out the 7-day free trial in the description box below. Thank you for being here, and I hope you have a wonderful day.